Miriam Levesque's development as a skier is moving fast. The 13-year-old Timmins ski racer is considered among the top five in the province for her age bracket, after hauling in medals at several important competitions. And she doesn't plan on slowing down anytime soon. With provincial championship competitions resuming this year, after two COVID-impacted winters, she hopes to maintain her elite ranking. And, in the long term, she hopes to compete at the collegiate, and maybe even international, level. She has honed her craft at the extinct volcano-turned-ski hill at Mount Jameson Resort, located off Kamiskosha Road, northwest of urban Timmins. It's the place where she's found not just the ability to handle slopes, but also friendships, which are making her journeys memorable and motivating her to keep going. Here, she answers some questions from Timmins today about skiing and how the Timmins ski racers and Mount Jameson have impacted her career. Timmins today. Miriam, tell us a little about yourself and your involvement with the Timmins ski racers. Why do you love skiing? Miriam Levesque. I started with the Timmins ski racers at the age of 4. I like being active and tried skiing when I was 4 and loved it because I have the feeling of being free while skiing on the hill. I can be myself, silly, joyful, cheering for others. And I like skiing, because you can compete against yourself and improve yourself each time. TT. What was it like to join the club at such a young age? Did you take to skiing quite quickly or did it take a long time to become a great skier? ML. I felt like I was part of the ski family at the start and accepted. Each year I put in the work to better myself. I have earned quite a bit of medals since I started. I believe my skills are at the level one should be at, and it took about 2 years to get into the proper ski racing positions. TT. Can you tell us what it's like to be part of the Timmins Ski Racers Club today? How much a commitment is it to be with the club? ML. It feels like family where you can be yourself, silly, goofy, and also work hard. When I started, I was the youngest and felt like a little sister of the group, and today I'm the oldest one of the group, and I feel like a big sister. I ski with my team, my family, friends. I ski every weekend, Saturdays and Sundays, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And we work hard with the coaches on our skills development. TT. What is the hill at Mount Jameson Resort like? ML. The hill is small and can be very challenging, and there are a lot of runs of various levels of difficulty and monkey trails. We have 2 chairlifts. We also have tubing. The chalet is big and there is a cafeteria. TT. What's next for you, both short and long term? Are you entering some big competition soon? And do you think you'll continue skiing competitively for years to come? Do you have any big long-term goals? ML. I want to continue skiing and keep my placement of top 5 in Ontario to qualify for provincials. I want to keep improving my skills and my times. I'll continue competing. In the future, I would like to ski with Team Canada and earn scholarships. TT. What are some of the best things about being a skier? Is there a moment that you experienced that really made you fall in love with the sport? ML. I always like to have new equipment. I also like the additional activities that are available at all the races. And I like making new friends. I love going on ski trips. It creates memories with friends and family. Mont Tremblant, in Quebec, is one of my favorite areas. We also asked Miriam's mother, Monique, what advice she would give to parents who are considering getting their kids involved with the Timmins ski racers. She said, I think it is important for the athletes who are kids to find a sport they like. When they find a sport that they like and enjoy, it is good to get involved with the organization. You get to spend great time with your young ones while they do what they like. You build, create, generate memories with them that will last forever. And by getting involved, it helps the organization and makes for a better, stronger community.